Raymond, Assistant Chief is getting our mic. Okay.
Put it right there by that thing so we can hit it everybody's.
All right. Good morning. I'd like to call the 5th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are on day 9 of our hunger session. It is April 5th, 2018. The time is 10:07 a.m. Congressman Supernaw, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Father God, look down on us today as we liberate the business of the nation. Give us clean minds, pure thoughts. Protect our soldiers wherever they may be in the world as they protect us. And watch after our police and firemen here at home that do the same thing. They are in harm's way often. Bless and comfort our people wherever they may be in the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Mason? Congressman Norris?
Here.
Congressman Supernaw?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Speaker Pratt?
At you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 4th. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to approve the journal as presented.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. The journal for April 4th is approved. Reports of select committees, there are none. Reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Members of the Congress. Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered resolution number, bill number ONCA 1766, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to increase the maximum for research and writing to $24,000 to appropriately compensate the associated trial judges and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Alice Goodfox. Committee actions do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Maker, Norris, and Mason. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 1792, an act to amend the definition of national emergency in the special session law, 15 ONC section 1-104, to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Alice Goodfox. Committee action is do pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Maker, Norris, and Mason.
Thank you, Congressman. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce? Okay, seeing none, bills and resolutions on first reading.
to amend the criminal code to require the indigent criminal defendants be afforded effective counsel, to afford effective counsel to indigent defendants by the Osage Nation, to establish special domestic violence criminal jurisdiction over non-indigent defendants, and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1820, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Tahuska Overlay Service Area from the Economic Development Fund to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1821, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Avay and Barnstall Service Area from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards? This is an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage LLC Board in the amount of $102,363 and an appropriation to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC Board in the amount of $102,363 and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill appropriates money to those boards. We heard in a meeting earlier this week that those boards have not been paid their stipend due to the lack of operating capital. And since we pay for the stipends of many other board members, including other enterprise boards, I thought it was appropriate to not ask these board members to work without stipend when other boards are all being paid, to my knowledge, so I introduce this bill.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 1817 is assigned to go box. ONCA 1818, government operations. ONCA 1819, government operations. ONCA 1820 and ONCA 1821, government operations. And ONCA 1822 is assigned to commerce. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCR 1805, a resolution to consent to the conveyance of a tract of real property in Hominy, Oklahoma, currently held in the name of the Osage and within the Housing Department of the Osage Nation Housing Stock. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 1806, a resolution to consent to the conveyance of two pieces of real property currently in the Housing Department of the Osage Nation to their respective home buyers who fulfilled their contractual requirement for home ownership in the housing program. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I make a motion to recess for purposes of engrossment.
There's a motion on the floor to recess.
Second.
Is there a second? Okay. We do have one bill on third reading. It needs to be engrossed, so that's what we're doing. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're in recess for engrossment to the call
so
of the chair.
One bill being engrossed, not the other two.
No, just one.
So, I had two people coming this morning.